I have lived in this town a long time, and I say a lot of times, boy, this place is like a second home to me. But Cub Foods is a second home to me. I'm here almost every other day, not only because of the great things that are here, but just because I love being around Cub Foods. And one of the reasons is who I'm talking with today. It's store director Kurt Steffen. Kurt, welcome to Timbuktu on FreePod.
Hi, Tim. Nice to be here. Thanks much for having me, and thanks for everything you do for the community, including this podcast.
Well, you're totally welcome there. Thank you for always being so friendly and talking to me when you're so busy. I appreciate it. But this store has been here for 33 years, and it's just wonderful. It's like a ray of light in this town. How do you keep a large store like this rocking and rolling?
I appreciate the kind words. We have 40,000 different unique items from all over the world. About 105 employees right now. We hire people who care and people who work hard. And because of that, we've been successful over the years. It takes a lot to get all that product on the shelf, fresh, in a timely fashion. So we're proud of the store, 33 years and going.
So it used to be 24 hours, but you now are down from three shifts to two shifts. Could you tell everybody the times that you're open now and how you're moving forward with this?
Sure. We are open 7 days a week, 5 a.m. until 10 p.m.
All right. So you're to 5 to 10, 7 days a week. What do you see in an employee that works here at Cub Foods? What do you want, or who do you want to have work here?
That's pretty simple. We don't necessarily care about experience. We care more about people who care and people who work hard. Those two attributes are really all that we are looking for. We'll teach the rest. We'll train the rest. We're a union shop. We have union meat cutters all the way down to cart pushers, 13 department managers here who are all skilled and excellent at what they do. So it's a constant kind of wheel in motion as to who we're going to have in which position.
All right. So Kurt, everyone drives by and everyone smells the wonderful scents of the food truck that you have open on Friday and Saturday. When did that start, and was this your brainchild, or how did this take place?
So we had a smaller version of this in a Beloit, Wisconsin Cub many, many years ago. We opened this one maybe 15, 16, 17 years ago or so, and made it bigger and better. We expanded the menu. Everything from a hot dog up to an certified Angus steak sandwich. We've had it all through the years. Real proud, set a record last year. Groups that ran the brat stand for the 32 weeks brought home $96,000+ during the year.
Wow. So if there's someone, we get about 1,300 or 1,400 people that listen to this each week. And some of these individuals probably are like, food stand, wait a second, how can we be a part of this? So, Kurt, if some group is interested in being a part of the Cub Foods food stand for Friday and Saturday, how do they get a hold of you, and what do they need to do?
Great question, Tim. Each year, February 14th to February 24th is the sign up. And the sign up, simply, you just pick up a packet at our service desk that has all the rules, the food safety rules, and the application itself. It's real simple. You ask just about four questions we ask, and fill those out and hand it right back in by February 24th. And then we choose groups shortly after that. For a brat stand that typically would middle of March, third week of March, usually is when we open it, and it runs through October.
Outstanding. So if you're interested in that, come on into Cub Foods on Valentine's Day and grab your packet. another thing when I come into to Cub Foods, I do a lot of the shopping and not all of it, but a lot of it. And I come in and see you guys almost every other day, it seems. The thing that I'm most proud of is there have been so many former students of mine that have been a part of Cub Foods that have stuck for a while or maybe moved on to college or whatever. But there are three very special students of mine that have been here a long period of time, and they are I would say they are a fabric of this store. And Kurt, what can you say about these three guys and what they mean to Cub Foods?
Sure. I love that you use fabric. Very important to us. Matt Garvin's has been here 25 years. Blake Wilson has been here 28 years. Josh Wagner has been here 23 years. Most of you listening to this podcast know these three. I don't have enough great things to say about them. They are always here. They are reliable. I know going through COVID, for example, the whole world's depressed, all these negative things going on. The Cub is open and you come in and those three were just a light for all of us. Always happy, just always in a good mood, always working hard, like nothing was happening in the world. So not enough great things to say going through that period of time. I wouldn't trade it for anything with those three.
So, I mean, what's it like every day to know that these guys are always going to be there for you? I mean, and it's not just some throwaway statement. They are, man. They're always here for you.
They are. I know when I come in on a Monday and the Packers have played, Matt Garvin's is going to give me a full detailed description of what happened. You know, he is a Green Bay Packer owner. And you can ask him about that when you see him. He's one of the owners, so he has a pretty big stake in the company.
Well, you know, it's really funny about Matt. Again, these three, Matt and Blake and Josh, are all former students of mine. And Matt, right now, the Cubs are not doing that well and the Brewers are doing much better. And there have been times where as I'm checking out, I kind of glance in areas just to make sure that I don't have to hear, "Hey, Connors, the Brewers, did you see what they did last night?" "Yes, Matt, I saw what they did last night." But then you're right. When it's Packer season, I'm telling you. But Blake, my man, I always call him my man, Blake. He has been my buddy for so many years. And I'll tell you, when the Cubs were not doing well, he basically looked at me and said, "Don't listen to Matt. We're going to get better. Trust me." And then, you know, Josh wants to go on Broadway. And with that, we're doing the musical Frozen at the high school in the fall. And that definitely made Josh's day. And we'll talk about it now for the next year because Josh is huge when it comes to the concept of musicals. These guys, they just make your trip to Cub Food just a little bit, you know, just stronger and better and more fun. You know, you talked about COVID and not only being able to see them and helping them. COVID is when I realized how much I loved Cub Foods. Schools were closed. Restaurants were closed, but the Cub was open. And so basically, whether I needed anything or not, I would put my mask on. I would come to the Cub every other day and just have an opportunity to be a part of something. And that's what Cub Food was all about. Did you notice that, or did you feel that when it was COVID times that people really used you as a positive outlet?
Yeah, I really did. There was a lot of uncertainty. So obviously looking back, it's easier to gauge all that, but it was kind of one day at a time. When we were going through that, not knowing what we're going to be in for each day, served a lot more customers during that time. If restaurants are closed, guess what? You have to buy your product at a supermarket to sustain yourself. So a lot changed. But again, going back to those three in particular made our lives all a little better. I didn't experiment with my staff. early on, and I made this worry-o-meter. It's called a worry-o-meter. And I had a staff meeting, and I held up this worry-o-meter, and I went around the room and asked where everybody was at on the worry-o-meter, thinking that they're going to be in the middle or low worry, whatever. And everybody was at the high worry level, and I was kind of surprised by that. So that just got me thinking, and it just, again, comes back to the three folks that we're talking about who just always had a positive attitude, like nothing in the world was happening, and we needed that at that time. It was just nice to have those three around, working hard like nothing had happened, talking about sports or whatever else might be on the agenda that day.
So the thing that I love about Cub Foods going into its 33 years, if I have a banquet, I know I can get my cake, I can get my cupcakes, I can get my flowers, I can get my paper products, I can get everything in one full swoop, and it's done always on time, and it's always done in a friendly manner. How have grocery stores, this one and everything, how have they progressed to the needs of the consumer, say of 2025? How have they progressed to getting everything that people want here at this store?
Sure. Well, when I started back in 1988, we barely had UPC symbols on products. That was just, a thing. It's changed quite a bit now. Delivery and pickup, we offer both those services. That's a pretty big part of our business now. A lot of grab and go versus going home and making, you know, the meatloaf with all the fixings. We have meatloaf, mashed potatoes, et cetera, that we can, you know, sell that's already ready to go. So a lot of foods to go. Our deli has been, it's very popular, more popular than ever. Cake decorators, you know, when we're in the middle of season, like graduation season, 50 cakes on a Saturday, Sunday is not unusual. Those are custom cakes decorated by the best decorators in town. So that's changed quite a bit. I think the assortment of products, we have 40,000 different items now from all over the world. That's a pretty big deal. That's probably double or triple from when I started in the business. More assortment, for sure.
I'll tell you, my mom was a cake decorator for over 40 years. She decorated for a place called Lee's in Freeport, and she goes nowhere but here because she loves the decorators here at Cub Foods. Kurt, as we finish off this podcast today, thank you for giving me some of your time and talking about our dudes and talking about everybody wonderful in the store. What has Freeport meant to you? You've been here for a number of years. What has Freeport meant to you as a store director and keeping Cub Foods strong?
Sure. I appreciate that question. I came here in 1992. It was a dirt floor at the time. So I got to see it essentially being built from the ground up, at least the inside of the building from the ground up. I've always respected the Freeport customer. I've never seen a level of volunteerism in any community, and I've worked in several communities with Cub. The volunteerism and just nice people, and that hasn't changed over the years. There are still great, nice people and great volunteerism in this community. I have a lot of roots here, despite me not living right here. I have a lot of roots here as well and a lot of friends here.
Thank you so much for everything you do with Cub Food. Thanks to Cub Food. Thanks to Matt, Blake, and Josh, and all the gang. Cub Food seems to be being stronger than ever. It's not here for 24 hours, but guess what? It's here from 5 in the morning until 10 at night, and plenty of opportunities for you to get everything you need here in Freeport, Illinois. Thank you, Kurt Steffen. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate you, Tim. Thanks a bunch.